This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. And joining me now is, as I try to get him with me all the time, is writer, activist, instructor, scientist, military officer. His name is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. I'm glad to be here.
Let's jump into this. Apparently, that you have written about a lawsuit in Missouri. Because Academy Sports, which has always sold ammunition the entire time that I've ever gone into one, was selling ammunition. How did this come up? What's the rationale behind all this nonsense?
Okay, well, what we've seen over the last couple of decades is that the people who don't want anybody to have guns have tried to sue firearms manufacturers, retailers, ammunition manufacturers and retailers out of business, by saying they're responsible any time a criminal shoots somebody or attempts to shoot somebody or commits any kind of a crime with a gun. And it got so bad that several years ago we managed to pass the Protection of Lawful Commerce in Arms Act, and that said that you can't just sue somebody for doing lawful business that happens to be in firearms. That's the gist of it. But there's a couple of exceptions in that if you knowingly break the law and sell a firearm, or if you sell a firearm to somebody that a reasonable person should know is forbidden from having a firearm,
right,
then that is an exception to the law. And there is actually a name for that. I think it's called false entrustment, or maybe just entrustment.
Right.
But what it is that you're not supposed to sell if you reasonably believe, negligent entrustment is the name, excuse me, that the person is not allowed to have a firearm by law. What happened in Missouri is that an illegal alien was living in New Jersey, and he has a fair amount of tattoos on. Apparently, he's had some criminal problems, and it looks like he's probably associated with gangs, but I can't be 100% sure on that.
Right.
And he got in trouble with the law, and Homeland Security asked that the local authorities hand him over to them instead of just letting him go. Well, in New Jersey, they said, no, he'll be an illegal alien. We won't just hand him over to you. We're sanctuary, whatever.
Right.
And so they didn't hand him over. They said that if Homeland Security would have gone through a bunch of other hoops, they would have handed him over. But they didn't. And so he took off, and he had warrants out for his arrest, and he ends up in Missouri.
How old was he? Because, I mean, he was a DACA kid, according to this, in 2012,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it looks like, I think he's, either 19 or 21. I saw the age on there. He might be 25.
Yeah.
Let's see, 24 years old.
Okay.
He's 24 years old. And this, it happened a while back. So I think in 2018. So what happened is that the family of one of the, so he gets into an argument with a couple of other buddies, and it looks like they're sharing an apartment. They're probably all criminals or got some difficulty with the law. The family of the person who got shot, who's suing Academy, says, yes, he had difficulties. He had a drug problem, but he was trying to clean it up and all that. So he's hanging out with some not the best people, and they're sharing this apartment. And a couple of people in the apartment kick this guy, Perez, is the one who was the illegal alien. They kick him out of the apartment, and he obtains a gun from one woman, and he convinces another, goes with another woman to Academy Sports, and he picks out a box of ammunition and hands it to her, hands her some money, and she buys it. The lawsuit is contending that by doing that, the clerk should have reasonably expected that he wasn't allowed to buy ammunition and should have refused the sale.
Well, the clerk doesn't have to hand him the box of ammunition. You can get that off the shelf.
Well, I know. I mean, it was Perez who picked up the ammunition and handed it to the woman.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, you could say he's asking this woman for help in buying ammunition. But in my mind, that doesn't necessarily say that he is not allowed to buy ammunition. He might not speak English well. I mean, you know, he's maybe asking somebody to help him out with shopping. It's certainly possible. But, so they sell him the ammunition. He has a gun. He goes back to this apartment. He kills at least, he kills two people there, and I think he wounds some others, including the man that whose family is suing. And then he goes to the woman who procured the gun for him, and he kills her. And then a little while later, he gets caught.
Did she buy the gun, or did she already have the gun? She steal the gun? How did she get the gun?
I don't know. What I've seen, it's not clear how she obtained the gun. But it's very plausible that she would have had it legally.
If someone has a gun, okay, so if someone goes out and buys a gun knowingly for somebody else, it's a straw purchase. If somebody,
if you buy it from a federally licensed dealer.
Now, if you give it to somebody that you know shouldn't have one.
Right.
What is that?
That's also illegal in most states and under federal law to give a gun to somebody that you know is prohibited from having a gun. Well, it's hard to figure out the person's mind who transferred the gun to him because she's dead. He killed her.
Right.
And so, you know, it seems kind of, it doesn't make any difference in trying to figure out where he got the gun. I mean, and I would say it's just the idea of focusing on how somebody gets a gun is actually kind of, doesn't do much of anything. You know, it's the fact that they got the gun. Most criminals can get guns.
Sure.
And the idea that you could not get ammunition and that Academy Sports is supposed to mind read, you know, supposed to say, well, I'm looking at those people. I think one of them is not allowed to have a gun or not allowed to buy ammunition. So I'm not going to sell to that person. There's no requirement in Missouri to check ID. And in fact, even checking ID to buy ammunition may well be unconstitutional. We under the Second Amendment. We just had the case in the Ninth Circuit where Judge Benitez, who I'm a big fan of, he writes fantastic decisions, said that the requirement in California law to do a background check before selling ammunition is unconstitutional, at least the way they set it up there.
Right. Let me get you to pull up on this one. We can finish this when we get back. Dean, I mean, just since the last time I looked, Dean has put four new articles at AmmoLand. He's the most prolific writer they have there. In addition to being the most prolific, he's also the one that most people go looking for, apparently, because more people read his stuff than any other writer in the gun culture right now in the United States. So, and that's because he covers the gamut of all things that have to do with the world of guns. Check him out at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at Frontsight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Frontsight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at Frontsight.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Lock and Load. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. He was telling us about this case that is with this lawsuit that's happening in Missouri, which sort of do they have? I mean, I know that they don't have a law for a background check or anything for ammunition, but do they know what the PLCAA is?
Yes, and what they're doing. The lawyer in this case, he seems to be a pretty competent guy. And what he's basing the whole case on is this negligent entrustment. And that's the concept that the clerk in the store should have known that this sale was not legitimate, that the guy was not allowed to have ammunition. I think it's quite a stretch. For example, Academy Sports sells ammunition through the mail. It's not particularly hard to buy ammunition through the mail, and there's no right. ID required. I mean, you require a credit card, and then you're somebody, an adult, is supposed to sign for the ammunition when it gets to where it's being delivered. So it's not hard to buy ammunition. I guess that I would say it's just a stretch to say that this clerk should have made the decision not to sell to somebody. And one of the problems with this is that we have our anti-discrimination law. And both the woman in this case and Perez, yeah, moderately darkish skin. I mean, you know, they're not super light. They're not super dark. I don't know. You might say they look Hispanic, whatever that means. So is the clerk supposed to say, well, I can't sell to these people because I think they're Hispanic or they look Hispanic or they look, you know, I just don't see that if two very white Hispanics, let's say, walked in and a man hands a woman some money and says, buy this ammo or points to this ammo, it might not have been as much of a problem, but it wasn't that way. And if he says, I won't sell to you, I would be of the opinion in today's society they might be charged with racism or sexism or who knows what kind of ism.
So this guy's case is all going to be about they should have known enough to not sell it to him, right? When the opposing attorney is out there, will he be able to point out, well, you know, this guy was on the, he was on the lam, you know, Missouri, he was in New Jersey and he got away because they're a sanctuary state. Is Missouri, or is there any part of Missouri that's sanctuary state?
I don't believe so, but the problem is that doesn't seem, I don't see where it helps the case, because you're just pointing out that he's not allowed to have ammunition.
Right.
You know, so what I'd say is, how is the clerk supposed to divine that this guy isn't allowed to have ammunition? And the case seems to rest on that he handed the ammunition and the money to the woman to buy it. Well, I mean, you know, that to me, that just seems like maybe he's a little macho or something. Or maybe he doesn't speak English very well. And, you know, when I was in Panama and I didn't speak Spanish very well, if I had a companion with me who spoke Spanish, I would take advantage of him, you know, and have him do some things that I couldn't. I had enough Spanish that I could buy most stuff if I wanted to, but you see the point. And then the part of this lawsuit is based on the fact that, well, they claim that Perez and the woman went into a Walmart and the Walmart clerk there refused to sell ammunition to him. But what they're saying is that clerks that sell ammunition can discriminate against anybody they want to if they suspect something. You know, I guess I wouldn't feel too bad about that if it was applied to everything equally, but that's not how I see it. I mean, I see that, you know, you're supposed to sell to whoever comes in and not discriminate for any reason whatsoever. So if you see, since most or much larger percent of violent crimes are committed by minorities, does that mean that clerks should be more suspect of minorities coming in to buy ammunition? I think we're putting the store in a crossfire here, so to speak.
Yeah, it's sort of a bad position. Yeah, it's a bad position for him to be in. Yeah.
Exactly. And it's, you know, the people who want to prevent us from having guns and ammunition generally see that as a good thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you can do to make it harder to buy ammunition or to purchase a firearm or to have one. And I don't see I just don't think that they can make the case. They're probably angling for a settlement here of some kind to make the lawsuit go away. That's my guess. That's very common in lawsuits today.
I mean,
pay out $100,000 and do not admit guilt.
So this guy's family is here in the or no, the family of the victim is who's suing here.
Right. And the victim is one victim that appears to be doing this, and I believe, that name was Josh Hampton, and he had a drug problem, which is how he fell in with, bad companions, I guess we used to say.
Right.
And we don't know. I mean, I don't think Perez. I think Perez is smart enough, or got enough street smarts that he isn't giving all the details of why he killed three people. I mean, and he is subject to innocent until proven guilty as well. But he is accused of killing three people, and as far as I know, he hasn't given any reason other than there hasn't been any reason given of exactly why he killed them.
Well, obviously something went. They kicked him out of the apartment, is what you said earlier,
yes.
Right? Okay, that's the reason, very likely, wouldn't you think? I mean, I would think that would be.
I have suspicion that that's it. Who knows? Maybe there was some argument over drugs. I mean, maybe there was some word said. This guy apparently is pretty good at convincing women to do things for him. So maybe there was a disagreement about a woman or something. Who knows? There's many possibilities what might trigger a violent individual into doing nasty stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Coming up on the next break, all of this stuff that we talk about, all the stuff that occasionally I'll ask Dean a question he hasn't written about yet, but maybe he writes about that later. I don't know. But most of the stuff we talk about... is you can find this at AmmoLand. You can find the stuff that he has written at AmmoLand. He's got well over 3,000 articles now, and more than half of them are at AmmoLand. And if you can go there and read the first 1,500, Dean will give you a bonus code, and he'll tell you where to go to look for the other ones, and then you can crack into the second 1,500. You just got to prove it. That's all. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bad weather is postponing the first launch of NASA astronauts from Florida in nearly 9 years. The next attempt for SpaceX will be on Saturday. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is casting doubts on whether the Democratic and Republican political conventions should happen late this summer.
Science tells us that there is a healthy path to open up in a healthy way, and that path is testing, tracing, treatment, and isolation if necessary.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz says he was shocked and horrified by a video showing a police officer kneeling on the neck of George Floyd in Minneapolis.
We will get answers. We will seek justice. George Floyd didn't deserve to die, but George Floyd does deserve justice.
and Rod Rosenstein will testify as a first witness in a Senate Judiciary Committee's Russia investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 553 points to finish at 25,546. Republican governors are trying to lure the party convention away from North Carolina. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The planned site for the August GOP convention has been Charlotte, North Carolina, but President Trump has been criticizing its Democratic governor for being so slow to reopen the state in the face of the pandemic. Now he says he will move it if full attendance would not be guaranteed within the next few days. Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia now making a push to have it come to his state. And political strategist David Johnson says his move could gain him at least some political points.
He will highlight that he was right in getting the economy going again, and also the political advantage as well.
Johnson was speaking to NBC News. Kemp says Georgia would be honored to safely host the event.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking to Dean Weingarten, writer. Sorry, I had to sneeze
Bill.
Button on that one. What do you think about, if you heard the news, I'm sure you've seen this, what do you think about this incident that occurred in Minneapolis, which has nothing to do with guns, but I mean...
It's so, you know, I have not seen the video, but I really think that in these kind of situations, we should learn from past experience and hold back a little bit and try to get more information before we form full opinions. And I haven't seen enough, and I haven't studied it. All I'm hearing is, it's almost like a lynch mob. We got to get these guys. They're obviously wrong. They're obviously guilty, you know. And I think, four officers have been fired already?
I guess they were the four in the group. I mean, there is a pretty good video of the one that was, you know, on the guy's neck.
I don't know exactly what happened beforehand or after. I talked to one retired officer who said, well, if the guy really couldn't breathe, he wouldn't be able to talk. And I thought that was kind of an interesting comment, because if you can't get air, you can't make words.
Sure.
And yet he was saying, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. To me, he obviously had some kind of medical problem. I don't know what it was exactly, and I guess I'd like to have a little bit more information before I make an opinion. I mean, I've written extensively about what I consider to be abuse of police power, and there's plenty of instances of it in this country. I just don't know enough about this case.
See, with me, right, using me as an example, there's a couple things that concern me. And I, if a police officer tells, you know, is giving me instructions, I don't question it. I just do it, whatever it is. And I very rarely have that occasion. But if a police officer walks up on me and doesn't know anything about me and he hits me with a taser and then he puts his knee in my back, Well, he's just aggravated the heart that has been operated on one way, and then the second way, he's aggravating the chest where they cut me, you know, cut me down the middle and everything. He's right. Laying on that and all this other stuff. So, you know, I know that these guys may not have the luxury of doing things, but I do think that if there's enough of them there, they can, you know, contain the threat without having to do some of this stuff.
And I like that. I haven't seen the video. I am acting a little out of ignorance here. What does the video show? The start of the interaction?
I haven't seen that part of it. You know, I've just seen.
And this is what I'm getting to. I just, you know, we've seen things like we saw the initial reactions in the Houston debacle where the police lied to get a warrant and ended up killing two innocent people. We're seeing similar sorts of things. It looks like it's happening in Kentucky where, let's see if I don't know if I'm getting her name, Brianna, was killed in a raid with another no-knock warrant, and it looks like they might not have had exactly the facts right on that warrant, and that was at 1 in the morning. I mean, so police make mistakes and they do bad things. I just don't know enough about this one yet. And I'm saying initially in Houston, people were saying, oh, these terrible drug dealers, they deserve to get killed. And we found out they were innocent and the warrant was bad. And I kind of like to put the same type of skepticism on this situation in Minneapolis, at least until we can get more information. But
well, I mean,
do we know what the man who died, do we know what he died of?
I don't yet.
I don't either. And then you know, did he have a heart condition like you? Was there something else involved? I'd like to get a little bit more information before we jump in.
Houston,
yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, no, all I was going to say was this. You know, if and when, and I mean, this was the way it was when I was in the military, and I'm sure you escorted a few people or know of people being escorted to the jail. When we took control of someone and they were being incarcerated, when we took control of them, we had to maintain a degree of control over them to where they didn't get hurt, and we also had to not hurt them.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, I understand that this, I'd heard anyway, that the man who died in Minneapolis was handcuffed already.
Yeah.
But a person can still do a lot of damage if they're in handcuffs and they aren't willing to comply. And so I don't know exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a black eye for law enforcement, though. I think that's what it's going to work.
Very
out.
Well, maybe. I'm not disputing that it could be. I just don't know enough, and I'd like people to, you know, step back a little bit. We see this in the instant culture we've created, instant information culture, and it's always a problem. Is that the first narrative that gets out there and goes viral is accepted as gospel, and then later a lot of times people have to walk stuff back.
Well, the other thing I see in the instant information culture is that even when we get something that might look innocuous at first blush, there's some people that just can't allow that to be innocuous. It has to have some sort of very elaborate conspiracy put together, probably coming from the government.
Or the prejudices that, whatever prejudices are there, show out. The police are involved, so they had to be doing bad stuff. Or black people are involved, they had to be doing black stuff, or whatever, bad stuff. I mean, it's, you know, whatever prejudices people have, and, you know, there's a scientific name for this, that we tend to see what we want to see. So there's a bias that tends to be in there. And I just would like to caution everybody to try to approach every situation with a skeptical mind about what you're being told.
Yeah.
And to look at it from a factual-based situation of what exactly happened and if you remove all the emotion-based narrative of what's going on, are there alternative explanations? And we will get more. I mean, that's one of the reasons we have a judiciary system that's advocacy-based. You know, people get to argue about what happened, and it's not all one-sided. There are two sides, at least, and they get to present evidence, and you get to see which one appears to be more reasonable or not. So already these officers have been punished somewhat. I just don't know. I just don't know enough to make a determination if there was, you know, criminal problems, if they committed negligence. They may have. I just don't know.
Well, yeah, that does weigh on me sometimes when I think about it. We don't have enough time to get into it right now, but, you know, I predict we're going to see fewer and fewer people taking law enforcement as a career path with some of the stuff that goes on with us.
That, and there are many things that contribute to that.
Yeah, but we're coming
Everything
up on the next break. Coming up on the next break.
It's going to be tracked.
Yeah, absolutely it is. Tracked and recorded.
Yes.
Dean, of course, you know, I think he writes between 4 and 7 articles a week. He is very prolific. His stuff is published all over the place. It probably starts out in most days at AmmoLand, and then it just sort of goes out. It just gets out there. More people read him than anybody else in the gun genre. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and real quick, I want to cover two things really quick, because you have written some stuff about a couple of states that are sort of moving the chain
in
on the
right
field
direction.
In the right direction. Let's start with Louisiana. Louisiana, what are they trying to do?
Well, Louisiana is, they've got a bill, and it's passed to the House now, I understand, but it's questionable if it'll go much further, because they do have a Democrat governor, but they have a veto-proof majority in the Senate, I believe, and close to a veto-proof. They're like one vote short in the House. And while Governor Edwards is a Democrat, Louisiana is pretty pro-Second Amendment, so it might pass. And what this bill is, it's a limit. It's a preemption bill, okay? It's a bill that most states have some form of law of, where the state government says, hey, you local government, dealing with guns is a state matter. We want uniform laws across the state, especially about guns. So we're not going to allow every little city and county to make their own separate laws about guns. We want uniform laws so that people can exercise their Second Amendment rights across the state and they know where they stand. Now, Louisiana already has a pretty good preemption law, but they want to add to that a provision that forbids lower levels of government, counties or cities generally, from prohibiting people from carrying guns in some commercial businesses or in public buildings. In other words, the state will decide where that can be done, and they won't let just a crazy patchwork of local laws exist in the state. And it's passed the House, but they have Governor Edwards as a Democrat, and he might veto it if it passes the Senate. And the way these politics run is that a lot of times if you have a large majority of Republicans or Democrats the other way around, and then a governor who is of the other party, they'll pass a law figuring that they win either way. If he doesn't veto it, their constituency is happy. And if he vetoes it, they can point to him not following the will of the majority in the next election. So I think there's a reasonable chance it'll pass the legislature. The question is whether or not they would be able to override a veto if he vetoes it.
So let's move from Louisiana to Oklahoma.
Yeah, in Oklahoma, they have a different kind of preemption law. It is a preemption law, but it's a precautionary preemption law. It's designed to preempt any problem in red flag laws. And they passed the law just recently saying you cannot pass a red flag law in the local governments. And if you try to enforce a red flag law federally, we're going to say you committed a felony, and no local governments are going to be able to accept any federal money in order to pass a red flag law. And the person who's pushing the bill in Oklahoma wrote an excellent, I mean, it was a really clear explanation of why this law was needed, and he published it in the Senate. So in the article I put on Amelin, I took his whole press release and put it out there because it wasn't getting out there. I don't know if there was any paper in all of Oklahoma that published this, and it was published as an op-ed and a press release, so anybody could put it out. So I put it out there, and he just said they are unconstitutional because they don't have sufficient proper use of the law. That there's no taking a person before a court and hearing both sides of the argument before you take away their right. So it's not having the correct procedures followed. And he says you can't make laws like this and have a constitutional government. And so we are a free state, and we're not going to put up with it. And so they passed this law. And what you see in this is really, it's a microcosm of the conflict in the country as a whole. In Oklahoma, in the legislature, they're saying the government has to be limited. These rights are guaranteed to us. The government cannot go in these places, and we won't let them. And the opposition that wants to see a disarmed population says, no, the government should not be limited. It's crazy that the government is limited. The government has to have power if it's going to do all this good stuff for us. So it's absurd that you'd pass a law helping to limit the government. That's crazy. So that's the divide we see between people who want to follow the Constitution with limited government and people who say the Constitution is crazy. You know, we shouldn't have any limits on government, and we should be able to reinvent the Constitution whenever we want to give us the power we desire. Because, of course, governments never do anything bad with their power.
Of course.
This is an absurd position.
Of course. That's always the way that is, though, right?
Well, it is. And if you what you see, and it's a weird kind of moral stance, because the moral stance of the left in general is we want to do good stuff, so anything we do is good. Even if we have to kill a couple million people to do it, our intentions are right. Therefore, it's not wrong. Well, they're putting themselves in the position of God, essentially, where they define what is good and bad at any particular moment, and it can change from one moment to the next. So that's not a particularly a moral stance. It's just saying when I want to do stuff, I want to do it, and I get to justify it after the fact. So that's where we have come to, and it's really a significant moral stance. If you talk to anybody on the left and try to find out what their core moral values are, it generally comes down to we want to do what we want to do, and we should be able to do it, and nobody should be able to stop us. That's at least that is the way that I see it, and I think that can be backed up with pretty good research.
Yeah.
And the founders, you know, their view is government is made of people, and people are flawed and do bad things. So we have to keep them from doing bad things, so we have to limit government. I find that to be a lot more realistic.
The only problem that I see with the government as far as and with regards to the founders, I kind of think they think that the founders were sort of quaint olden times guys that don't apply to today.
That's their argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. It's old, so it's no good. I mean, that's all of progressivism in a nutshell. It's old, times have changed, we need to do things differently now. That doesn't make any sense in today. Except when you look at reality, it really does make sense.
Yeah, well, reality, reality has that way of being quite slap happy with you when it comes to comes time to make an impression upon you. Comes time to make an impression.
That actually, if you look at progressives and what they did, and they started out around 1900 or maybe just slightly earlier, and Teddy Roosevelt was a progressive, and Woodrow Wilson was a progressive, and I'd say most of our presidents since then have been progressive. But up until about 1965, the progressives, they were at least proud Americans. And they agreed that, you know, basic Christian morality was a good thing.
They just had a different. They had a different version of a different belief in how we get to the ideal situation than the Republicans. That was the big difference. But we're about to run out of time, so we'll be talking to you again on Friday. And for those people that like Dean's stuff, go check him out at Amaland. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.